And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. When you're going through scripture and something jumps out and it becomes a little bit bold, that's how it becomes a DDD, a devotional diamond of the day. Here we go, the title, Give In, But Don't Give In. That's right, work that through. Also, Dependence Before Dominion. We'll take a look at pictures on the pathway and close it down with We Begin When We End.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. We're looking forward to the time that we operate in our new opening, which is that opening, but it sounds better. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, or just stand on your roof and wave high. That could help too. Oh, don't forget, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and that should be apparent by this introduction. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Whitefields Ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefields provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
What if I could tell you when a wildfire was going to happen? Of course, I can't. But shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hey, Tugboat Tom, was that one of the new liners? That sounded like a new liner because it said Christian station on it.
Well, really? Yeah,
I'll have to listen to that next time. Let's see, unless I'm just losing my mind. There it goes. All right, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and my very, 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 very good friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway. At Excalibur Roofing, if you have noticed of late, it's been a little wet, right? You look outside, you say, how's the weather? Wet. All right? Like it's raining, you know, like, you know, the expression is raining cats and dogs. You know why they say that? Because there's so many poodles all over the place. Anyhow, what's going on is if you have a roof in a house, You need to make sure that in your roof there's no leakage. And sometimes that leakage does not appear with a neon light and little arrows pointing to it and going, here I am, catch me. So you need to have somebody examine that and make sure the roof is in good condition. That's one of the things, of multiple things, that Excalibur Roofing does. You want to make sure your roof is solid. Could be some more rain in the forecast. What? There is more rain in the forecast. Get out of town. Once again, the meteorologists are wrong, and poor Richard's almanac is right. Who'd have thunk it? Anyway, going back to reality, if you need a roof check, you want Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing can be reached at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website, their Facebook page. You just type in Excalibur Roofing, give them a call. They do free estimates. They do a lot of work. They do remodeling. They do waterproofing. They'll take the old roof out, put the new roof in, whatever you need, but they do it all. Talk to somebody that the San Diego Christian community counts on, Excalibur Roofing. There you go. Thank you very much. A couple things to let you know. Don't forget Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton. Going to be taking place November 1st through 11th, but we tell you now, as we are going to tell you for the next 5 or 6 months, so that if you are thinking seriously about doing a tour in Israel in November, that you can connect to Genesis Tours. The way to get more information, experienceisraeltour.com. experienceisraeltour.com. Finally, don't forget about our mobile app. It is free. It is for the iPhone. It is for Android. It's for the Pixel. And you think, well, how do you know it's for the Pixel, Dave? Because I just got a Pixel. And I have the app on there. Put the app on there. It was the fifth app, truth be told. I'm not even going to tell you what the first app is. Okay, the first app is on the Pixel. You have this new way you can do, instead of the speed dial where you hold the number, they have this little program thing where it has a little picture of the person on another page. You just touch the picture, and it instantly dials them. And I put my wife on there first. That's what I always do. Okay. Let's get ready to rumba. Oh, I can't say that. So we'll just cut that off in the middle. Let's get into our DDD as we are apt to do. It's called Give In, But Don't Give In.
But don't give in. Just trust in Him. Be thy very strong.
Yeah, baby. For those that know of any idea, that's Leon Padilla. He was actually on this show. I had a chance to interview him. One of my absolute favorite interviews, because I've been listening to Liam Patillo. I've been a Christian. It'll be 40 years this coming October, and I've been listening to Liam Patillo for 39 years, just 3 months shy. I mean, it's just been forever. So it's like when he was on the show, I was like, you know, there's a couple people you really like, wow, that's cool, because he's been a part of my life. So that Don't Give In song is fantastic. Anyway, the point we're going to bring up today is give in, don't give in. Give in, don't give in. Sounds like a contradiction, right? Wrong. Here's what it says. James chapter 4, verse 7 says this. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. There is the give in point and the don't give in point. What's the give in point? That you submit yourself to God, that I submit myself to God, that we submit ourselves to God. And it is the toughest thing that I am aware of, because it involves trust at such deep levels that we are to surrender to God. We are to say, I submit. I had a dream when I was a young man. I told you about this before. It's not something weird or, spooky spiritual. Stop that. I had this dream, and I was wrestling with my brother. We were wrestling, and I was winning, which, you know, may or may not have happened, depending on the age that we were at. And then somebody started pressing me from behind, and I'm like, and the voice kept saying, submit, submit. I'm like, no, 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 like a little baby. You know, no, I'm not going to submit. No, 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 like that kind of thing. And then finally, when my face was on the ground and the hand was on my back and pushed me into the ground, I said, fine, I submit. I was like all like irritated and agitated. Then I turned around in the dream and nobody was there. And I knew instantly it was the Lord trying to tell me, Dave, you got to submit. Got to surrender. And I thought, uh-oh. Now he's giving me dreams. I'm so deaf, I have to hear it. And I mean that. I'm so ignorant to what God is trying to tell me. I just like, what? He's got to tell me plainly, surrender, Dave, submit. And so the idea is for us to give in to God. Surrender to God, give in. But the other part of the scripture says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So on one hand, we're supposed to give in, and on the exact same line, but going the opposite direction for our interaction with the enemy, which is as real as anything, since Jesus taught more about Satan than he taught about the poor, just for those that do not know about the Gospels or have not read them and just listen to somebody who's on television. Here's the bottom line. He taught more about Satan and more about the kingdom of darkness and more about demonic spirits than he ever taught about taking care of the poor. Just a biblical fact. Here's the reality. In that spiritual warfare, we are told to resist the enemy. To resist actually means, by definition, to keep from giving in. In fact, if you go to a American Heritage Dictionary, I think that's one of the first or their second definition. To resist means to keep from giving in, which goes back to that old saying, just say no. Sometimes that's a good idea. You know what? Say no. You know, people make fun of that, like, oh, well, just say no to drugs. Well, yeah, right, exactly. Or just say no to you know, sex with somebody else's wife. Yeah, exactly. Say no. Well, just say no to sex with somebody else's husband. Just say no. You know you have this capacity? It's called decision. And we can do that. And if we submit ourselves to God, you know what happens? The power of God and the wisdom of God and the strength of God works through us, and that enables us to then not give in to the enemy. And in fact, if we are submitted to God truthfully, not perfectly, just truthfully, just sincerely, and I'm not talking about every single nuance, just for the majority part, if you are submitted to God and then you have a confrontation in the spiritual realm with the enemy and he tries to tempt you, because you're submitted to God, you have a greater capacity to resist. It's just plain process. If there's more of God in you, then when the enemy comes against you, you have a greater capacity to go, no. Not doing it. You know, I mean, those thoughts that go into your head that you didn't know where they came from, that might not be a thought that you originated. Maybe that's a thought that the devil threw at you, but you don't have to entertain it and build a bridge to it and make it a monument in your life. You can just go, I don't accept that. I don't receive that. That's not who I am. In the name of Jesus, go away from me. That's make it like this big deal. It's like, look, that's what the Lord taught us. And the result is that the dude has to take a long walk off a short pier. That's how it goes. Because he has to flee if you resist, if you're submitted. Well, we should all be going, yeah, wait, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. This is a great idea. We need to kind of function in that. If you've never read C.S. Lovett's You're Dealing with the Devil, that's a very helpful book. But the truth is the enemy tries to tempt us on a regular basis. And, you know, fighting against the enemy when we're not submitted to God is difficult, as Adam and Eve demonstrated. But it's doable and more victorious when we're submitted to God as his power works in our lives. So give in, but don't give in. And that's where that comes from. When we come back, we're going to take another peek, because I want to build upon that with this concept called dependence before dominion. It's a pretty interesting concept. I don't want you to go anywhere. Just kind of hang out with us and get a chance to just listen to, let the Lord speak to you if he is. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Wow!
In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
The growth we gain from waiting on God is often greater than the answer or result we desire.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Marvin Williams. Marvin writes, "My wife makes an amazing pot roast dinner. She takes raw meat along with raw sliced white and sweet potatoes, celery, mushrooms, carrots, and onions, and throws them into the slow cooker. 6 or 7 hours later, the aroma fills the house, and the first taste is a delight. It's always to my advantage to wait until the ingredients in the slow cooker work together to achieve something they could not achieve individually." When Paul used the phrase "work together" in the context of suffering, he used the word from which we get our word, synergy. He wrote, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Marvin continues, "He wanted the Romans to know that God, who didn't cause their suffering, would cause all their circumstances to cooperate with His divine plan for their ultimate good." The good to which Paul referred was not the temporal blessings of health, wealth, admiration, or success, but being conformed to the image of God's Son. May we wait patiently and confidently, because our Heavenly Father is taking all the suffering, all the distress, all the evil, and causing them to work together for His glory and our spiritual good. He wants to make us like Jesus. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Oh, thank you for joining us here. I should probably say welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station. I have not yet decided, just in case you're trying to figure, by the way, we're here in San Diego, California. I've not decided whether I like K-Praise AM 1210 or AM 1210 K-Praise. Do you have a preference yet? I haven't really kind of...
I like K-Praise first.
You like K-Praise AM 1210?
Yes.
Okay. We should have a vote. I should ask Susie or Casey to put something up on Facebook just so we can see. Because, you know, you can go K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station. Or you can go AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. As though that makes a difference. Okay. Let's see. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. Going to be in the studio, assuming that he has a boat. No. I'm just kidding. Sam's going to be here about top of the hour, second hour. I do want to let you know, if you're looking to get involved in real estate, whether you're a renter looking to buy or a buyer looking to rent, either way, or you know somebody in the realms of real estate that are in your world or universe that are thinking about buying or selling, trying to figure out their finances, trying to figure out if they're, you know, they can either get a second house or they want to sell their house, they want to downgrade, they want to upgrade. Everybody's in different places, and that's pretty common. But if it has to do with real estate, you want to get in touch with Sam. We have a saying around here for people that are not directly thinking of using Sam but know somebody that's using Sam, we say send them to Sam. If you're going to do something, send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. You have to come up with a voice. Send them to Sam. Anyhow, if you are a person who's thinking, hey, I want to sell my house, but I don't like this idea of just putting numbers into a, you know, into a box and then it tells me what my house is worth, get in touch with Sam. He'll come out to your house. He'll do the comparables, which is that same element, but he'll also take into account the tender, loving care, the sweat equity, the blood, sweat, and tears you've poured into the place, and he'll give you the right valuation for your house, what it can sell for. He'll present it to you. If you're not comfortable, you can still use that number. You don't have to use him. He just wants that 1% opportunity of trust so he can earn the other 99%. And he will demonstrate to you why he is so committed and well thought of in the San Diego Christian community. If you also buy a sell house through Sam, by the way, 25% of that gross commission goes to whatever church, charity, or ministry you desire. And if you are selling your house and you're listing it with Sam and you need work on the house, and Sam will be the first one to tell you this, you know, you need to have a door. You need to have a garage door on your garage, you know, that kind of thing. Then Sam will help you forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up the house. And then when the house sells, he takes the money out at the close of escrow, but he doesn't charge any interest. That's a pretty good plan. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. Okay. Next section. Let's get into this dependence before dominion. People are going to be like going, what? Hang in there with me. Exodus 17, 8 through 15 says this. Well, the people of Israel were still at Rephidim. The warriors of Amalek attacked them. Moses commanded Joshua, choose some men to go out and fight the army for us. Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the hill holding the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did what Moses had commanded and fought the army. And meanwhile, Moses and Aaron and Hur climbed to the top of a nearby hill. As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand. So he's got his hands up. He's got a staff in his hand. So if you can get the picture, maybe a little Ben Hurry picture there in your brain, or a Ten Commandment picture. I mean, he's got a staff. He's got it in his hand. He's got to keep the hand up, right? And the Israelites, whenever they had that staff up, boy, they had the advantage. Whenever his hands dropped, the Amalekites gained the advantage. Can you imagine that? Right? Your hands up, your hands down, your hands up. When you're up, they're winning. When you're down, okay. Moses' arms soon became so tired he could no longer hold them up. By the way, it does say arms, so it's probably both arms. And here's how we know it's both arms. Ready? So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on, and they each stood on each side of Moses holding up his hands, so his hands were steady until the sun set. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army of Amalek in the battle. After the victory, the Lord instructed Moses, write this down on a scroll as a permanent reminder and read it aloud to Joshua. I'll erase the memory of the Amalekites from under heaven. Moses built an altar there and named it Yahweh Nisi, which means the Lord is my banner. Yahweh Nisi. No, not Nisi, Nisi. Okay, now what's cool about this is that Moses had to keep his hands up, right? And in order for the Israelites to win, they had to have his hands up, and Moses needed help having his hands up, and that's when Hur and Aaron were helping him with his hands up, right? Everybody understands that. So the hands went down, the staff went down, they started to lose, hands are up, they're being supported, they're winning. He gets support from other people, which, by the way, should be a great indicator for you and I that we need help from other people. Not everything in the kingdom of God you can do on your own. Sometimes you need people to help you with your right and left arm just to keep them up. Right? Everybody can get that. It's not deep. But what I like about this is what ultimately the hands up and the rod in his hand, what are they ultimately before the Lord? What does it mean when your hand's up? I'll just ask Tugboat Todd. I'll give him a second because I haven't told him I was going to do this. And we'll go an extra minute or so on this particular one. But, Todd, if I have a gun and I point it at you and I say, Hands up. You put your hands up. What does that mean? You what?
I'm surrendering.
That's right. You're surrendering. That's, you see, just regular normal people being normal. And one of the coolest things is that his arms are up and he's dependent on the Lord and they're becoming victorious. And the more he can keep his arms up and surrender to the Lord, the more victory they're finding. Now, I understand that it's because of the rod, and it's because of the command, and it's because of Moses' arms, and that people can see it. But don't miss that giant portrait of a man having his arms lifted to the Lord, which is a universal sign of surrender. And when that surrender is in motion, the victory is prevailing. When Moses is surrendered, Israel's army is winning. Because it's dependence before dominion. It's that humility before honor. It's that surrender before victory. It's that submission to God before you're able to say no to the enemy. It's the same principle. We need to be yielded, dependent, surrendered. Oh, I know it's not easy because we know so much. And our evaluation is so bright, right? But if we want to do ourselves a universe of good, being dependent, being surrendered, being submitted is what propels us on the pathway to dominion and to overcoming and to saying no to the enemy and to being victorious. You don't get to be victorious because you have a name. You get to be victorious because of whose you are. Not who you are, but whose you are. You're a child of the Most High God. Your dad's the king of the universe. When you're acknowledging your dad and he's on your side, you and he, that's a majority. That's all you need to remember. We're going to take a short break and then come back. I want to peel this back. Peel it back. Just a little bit more. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break, we'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Do you have family devotions? I'll tell you how to do it. Make it brief, make it interesting, make it sincere.
Billy Graham.
I've never had one of my five children say, Dad, let's don't have devotions today. Now, I've had one boy that has mentioned a couple times that they got a little long, right out loud.
All humor aside, family devotions are really important. That's why Billy Graham wants you to think about this question.
Is your home a Christian home? If you can go to the Bible and read the Bible together, if you kneel in prayer together, it's a much easier time. I beg of you to stop, turn around, repent of your sins, receive Christ, and let him be the Lord of your home. But before he can be the Lord of your home, he has to be the Lord and Savior of your own soul and of your own life.
Want to know more about Jesus becoming the Lord of your home and your life? Then go to this website, findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
When you think of true grit, do you just think of John Wayne? Or is there someone else in your life who shows it? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Grit, in a word, is determination. It is hanging tough. True grit is inner fortitude, strength of character, being disciplined to remain consistent, strong, and diligent, regardless of the odds or all the demands. Determination is hanging tough when the going gets rough. It means keeping a constant focus on the living God who is watching and smiling. He's pleased with that. The man or woman of true grit is going to get there.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yesterday, we had the privilege to have Steve Wheeler on. Fantastic job. Did we get that sound clipped in, by the way? That very good job. Thank you, Tugboat Todd, for taking care of that for me. I appreciate it. You know, the first one was kind of weak. Can you just do that again? Much better. I do want to say, if you are interested in connecting with Steve Wheeler and their ministry, fantastic ministry that takes the gospel to the four corners of the earth, that helps educate, strengthen, support, love on different rural pastors throughout the world so that they can plant churches all over the world in places. Do you remember what he said on that story? Places that people don't normally go. And when we say places that people don't normally go, they went to a place so far out that even the natives in the country, when they had brought back pictures, who thought that the people that they met were a rumor. That's how far out they're going. Are you kidding?
That's crazy.
It's like, what? They also help people with clean drinking water in homes and villages. Plus, they help network all the different ministries, missionaries, and churches to work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go to Whitefields Ministries, whitefields.org, whitefields.org, coming out of John chapter 4. I love that example he gave, how that all of the people that when Jesus looked at the fields were most likely wearing their hats because it was so hot, and that it was white hats bouncing up and down, and the whole white fields are those people ready to hear the gospel. That was so good. That was really good stuff. If you want to talk to them, I guess Danielle's the new person, 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610, but go to whitefields.org. Gives you a much better feel for the ministry. Then you can figure out if you want to connect or what you want to do. All right, let's get to the next very important element, and that is this: pictures of the path.
A vision, a picture in my head, a picture of this.
A picture is worth a thousand words. In many ways, that's true. There's a lot of people that believe that in the 66 books of the Bible, 65 are mostly in the realm of written, and then the 66th book, Revelation, may be a series of pictures. I understand there's arguments back and forth. I'm simply pointing out there's a large contingency in the church that thinks that it's a pictorial of the first 65. I understand that that's not a perfect thought process, but it's not a bad one. Here's the thing I want you to catch. A picture of the path that we're talking about giving in to God but not giving in to the enemy, about being dependent upon the Lord before you find dominion or conquering in other things in life. Our victory in Jesus Christ depends on us being in Jesus Christ. People say, well, you know, in the Lord, you're a new creation. Right, but there's a lot of us that go in and out in regards to being in the Lord. A reality. So I picked two very simple examples of two people in the Old Testament that I thought were great pictures of the path that I'm trying to talk about. People will be familiar with them. Won't be something new, but it's worth the consideration. It's worth the picture to understand. The first one is, of course, King David. I wish I could say he was my namesake, but my parents really didn't name me after King David. But I'm going to take it anyway because it's kind of cool. 1 Samuel 17:45-47 says this. David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, But I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's army, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head, and I will give your dead body to your men and to the birds and to the wild animals, and the whole world will know there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. For this is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. Do you recognize, I hope you do, that in the story in regards to Goliath and David, that Goliath was at a minimum 9'2", maybe 9'6". So think of Shaquille O'Neal and add 2 feet, right? You get in the picture there? Big dude. And what did David have in his hands but 5 smooth stones in his pouch? Goliath has a sword, Goliath has a shield, and David has a bunch of rocks. You want to talk about dependence on the Lord? Here's David, somebody who loves the Lord. There's not a lot of question there. Has 5 rocks. He's used to using the rocks in a slingshot fashion and is going to trust God going against a 9-foot dude with a sword that is enormous, a spear that is enormous, a shield bearer that is, you know, probably just as big as David. And he's going to have to do this in full dependence to reach this victory. If you could just, whatever it is you're going through, if you could just see what you're going through as Goliath and then see yourself as David and see those rocks as that faith of dependence, David wins. I mean, he wins. I mean, it's not, he win, he be, you know, it's not, oh, he kind of win, it's a big fable. You know how many historical records are this, or have David is the king? David's no, his, it's not a, oh, it's a fable. Are you kidding me? There's more historical documentation of this than anything that any of the Greeks ever wrote, ever. And here's David, who faces the giant, who has songs sung about him. Saul has slain his thousands, David has slain his 10,000s, and he wins by being dependent on the Lord. Amazing picture. Because I can't sometimes see myself being that good in my faith. But David was confident that God was with him, fully dependent. He's an outstanding example. Let me give you another one just because time is of short. Judges 7, 4 through 7. The Lord told Gideon, there's still too many. Bring them down to the spring. I will test them there to determine who will go with you and who will not. When Gideon took his warriors down to the water, the Lord told him, divide the men into 2 groups. In one group, put all those who cup water in their hands and lap it up through their tongues like dogs, and the other group put all those who kneel down and drink with their mouths in the stream. Only 300 of the men drank from their hands. By the way, that was the dignified. All the others got down on their knees and drank like dogs with their mouths in the stream. The Lord said to Gideon, with these 300, I will rescue you and give you the victory over the Midianites. Send all the others home. Well, that just sounds fantastic. If it was 300 against another 300, 120,000 was the estimate. 120, what? How? How would you go into battle in those odds? How would you do? What are you, crazy? Or are you dependent on the Lord? And that's the question. And you go through things all the time. Maybe it's not that extreme. Probably not. But it is nonetheless a challenge for you, right? It's nonetheless difficult for you, right? And you must recognize in both of these stories, there is one key component. There is no statistical analysis that would help you demonstrate that this is a good idea. Yet dependence on the Lord creates a completely different structure of statistics. If you are fully dependent on the Lord and the Lord is in it, you win before you take a step. It's done. Because nobody beats the Lord. That's the whole premise. Everybody yields to the Lord. And if the Lord's like, we're doing this, you're doing it. And you're thinking, well, how can 300 face so many? How can David face, how can all these things happen? The same way you have faced crises in your past and have overcome them when you have thrown yourself before the Lord and said, I am fully dependent on you. I give in to you. I'm not going to give in to fear. I'm not going to give in to the enemy. I'm not going to give in to the world. I'm going to be fully dependent, and I need you to bring me to a place of victory. And these two gentlemen, Gideon and David, are great pictures of that actual spiritual principle in functionality. Doesn't matter how nuts it is, if you are fully dependent on the Lord, you're going to get there. Now, is it going to go the way you think? No, I would imagine that maybe Gideon was hoping that they would invent something like an Uzi.
Maybe he thought that was going to happen.
I don't know. But here's what I do know. God was going to make it happen. And Gideon opened that up by saying, I am 100% in. And that's what we got to do. That's the way to go about it. All right, when we get back, I'm going to tap into what I consider the coolest New Testament connection to this. You have to give in to the Lord, but not give in to the enemy. You have to be dependent before there's dominion. There's two great pictures of people taking the path. How do we look at this from the New Testament point of view? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
If you're wondering, where's God when you need him? The truth is, God is sometimes most present when he feels most absent. This is Jim Garlow. Psalm 46:1 says, God is an ever-present help in trouble. But as you and I both know, the dilemma is, it doesn't always feel like it. We're mistaken if we assume God is only present when it feels like he is. Because the issue isn't our feelings. The issue is his promise. He is present. I admit, I've known many mature Christians who wondered in the midst of crisis, where are you, God? But I've never known a mature Christian who wasn't able to see God's presence after the trauma, after it was over. Suddenly they looked back and they saw God's footprints all over the place. Where is God? Here, now, with you. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
When you think of true grit, do you just think of John Wayne? Or is there someone else in your life who shows it? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. True grit, in a word, is determination. It is hanging tough. True grit is inner fortitude, strength of character, being disciplined to remain consistent, strong, and diligent, regardless of the odds or all the demands. Determination is hanging tough when the going gets rough. It means keeping a constant focus on the living God who is watching and smiling. He's pleased with that. The man or woman of true grit is going to get there.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know what I haven't said in the entire show is, if you want to reach us, probably should tell you that. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget our Facebook, The David Spoon Experience. Don't forget the. And then finally, if you're looking for a book that might bring you some encouragement as to overcoming some pretty tough obstacles in your Christian walk, we encourage you to go to hisappointment.com. Also, you can go to churchdisappointment.com. It's the same book, same website, same kind of connection. They all connect together. So we've been talking about, you know, giving into the Lord, surrendering to the Lord, submitting to the Lord, but not giving into the enemy. And then we discussed the idea of having a dependence before we can come into a dominion. In other words, we have a surrender into the Lord before we're going to find that victory in Jesus. You don't just to go walk around saying, you know, victory in Jesus with no connection to Jesus. It doesn't work that way. That's that Christmas without Christ thing. You can't spell it that way. And so then we took a look at Samuel and David in the book of Samuel facing Goliath. And we took a look at Gideon facing the Midianites in his experience in the book of Judges. And those are pictures of people that have taken this path where they have ultimately surrendered. And in that surrender found strength that was outstanding. I mean, incredible strength. So I want to close this out with a portion in 2 Corinthians, which I think is kind of expresses it all together. And it's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. It says this: even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so as to keep me from being proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and to keep me from becoming proud. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. This is Paul writing in his second letter to the church at Corinth. Each time the Lord said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. That's the part I want you to get. Each time he said to me, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. Paul continues, so now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in insults and hardships and persecutions and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When Paul is mentioning when he's weak, he's not talking about being weak in the Lord. He's talking about being weak in himself. He's talking about his complete dependence. He's saying, when I am outside of me and I have surrendered all and I have given it to the Lord, when I've done it, right, and I've done it right and I'm yielded, that's when the power of God is working at its highest in my life. When you and I recognize his grace is all we need, and that his power works best when we are weak in ourselves, we are strong because we are stronger in him. You get that difference? It's not real complex, but it's important to grasp. The less of you, the more of him, the better off. And that's the line to use. The less of you, the more of him, the better off. Because that's what it is. It's when we are weak in ourselves that we find strength in him. You are not sufficient to take the devil on by yourself. You can't even keep your flesh in control by yourself. You don't even keep your thoughts in control by yourself, let alone take on Satan, who's been the archenemy of humanity from the beginning. So let's put it in proper perspective, at least with one another. Let's be honest. When we operate in our own wit and wisdom and strength, it's ugly. when we operate in the Lord's strength, it's a winning proposition, as we are winners in Him as He brings us to victory. When it says we are conquerors in Jesus, guess what it means? In Jesus, it says through Christ we are more than conquerors. Not through us, through Him. So when we are weak in ourselves and are more dependent on the Lord, we are stronger than ever. Do you think that David overcame Goliath because David was greater than Goliath, or that God inside of David was greater than Goliath? Do you think the armies of Israel prevailed over the Midianites because the army of Israel with 300 people was better than the other army, or was it because God was with the army and that's why they won? See, it's very simple to recognize. You and I think we'll if we can do that moment of honesty kind of element. We do poor. We might have great moments, but by and large, we do poor. But if we are dependent on the Lord and it's the Lord's power working in us, then there is a force that's working inside us that's unstoppable. It's the same force that created the universe. It's the same force that breathed life into man. It's the same force that raised the dead. Now, if you got that power working in you, it seems to me like you can go after circumstances and you can go, nah, I'm in the Lord. There's not going to be no, I'm not losing this. The Lord's fighting this battle. I'm just a part of the vehicle. It's like, yeah. It's like God's the gasoline and you're the car. There you go. You're the car, He's the gasoline. Only His is not just premium. It's not just the airline gas. It's like super rocket fuel gas. That's what we need to be functioning. Acknowledging our weakness secures His power. As long as we are in Him. Got it? Get it? Keep it. We can exit with that music we were going to play in the beginning. That would be fine if you wanted to do that, because I blew that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.